In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the eighth day of blessed month of Abib. May God begin in goodness and unite for us in peace and tranquility while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren, Amen. So today we are celebrating a feast of a great saint in our church, Coptic Church. Who knows the feast of which saint? Huh? Saint? I can't hear. Karas, yes. One of the saints today is Amba Karas. Who else? No? Huh. Amba Bishoy. Abba Bishoy. He is a saint, a great saint. Abba Bishoy, Amba Karas. Both of them, we are celebrating the feast of the two saints. Amba Bishoy, who was a great saint in our church, he was a monk. You remember, I will tell you the story small. One day, an angel appeared to the mother, and she had a lot of kids. And the angel said, seven kids, exactly. And the angel said to her, I want to please God, need like one of your kids to serve him all his life. Can you give who? To God. She said, okay, I have a lot. You can't take anyone. So she has a strong man. And the angel said, no, I don't need this one. She has a very, very smart man. The angel said, no. Another one, he was very active and very good, and he's doing a lot of activities too. The angel said, no, not this one too. He said, what do you want? So he looked to the last one, a youngest one among all the brothers. And he said, I need this person, this kid. She said, he's very poor. He's very small. He has no power to do anything. He can't do anything. The angel said, don't worry about that. God who give the power. God who give the grace. God who give the blessings. And he will be amazing. He will be a great saint. We are not supposed to have a power and all of that to pray. It's from inside me. God is doing something different from inside, not from outside. I don't care that I have a lot of talents and I'm good, for example, in painting, I'm good in music, I'm good in all of that, it's coming from God. All these talents, even the deacons who knows all the alhan, it's talents also too. You're doing some effort, you're using the talents that God gave it to you. Amba Bishoy, he was so weak. Among his brothers, he's nothing. But in front of God, in God's eyes, he's amazing. And after that, he went to the monastery. And he became a monk. One day, and he was trying to pray a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, and more and more. And he spent more than, he wanted to spend the 24 hours per day to pray to God, talk to him. All the monks in old centuries, they have long hair. And some of our monks here, they have the same. In the Greek Orthodox, all the monks, they have a long hair. They are not cut. So he has a long hair. And he, when it's come from the night, then after midnight, he felt that he wanted to sleep. But inside him, I don't want to sleep. I wanted to pray. I wanted to spend all the night to pray, not to sleep. I don't want to lose my time. So what he's doing? He wrapped his head in the floor. So when he fell asleep, he felt that it's a pain because someone it's wrapped here. So, bishiddah gamit. And his hair like was, oh my God, like, yeah, it's pain here, it's hurt. But it's only gift to him to stay awake. One day the monks, small, like they have some monks in the monastery, said, we wanted to see Jesus Christ. He said, pray. Pray. And they prayed, and after a week, he said, okay, Jesus Christ said, we will see him on the mountain. Let's go to the mountain tomorrow morning. All the monks in early morning, they are running. They wanted to see Jesus Christ on the mountain. You can imagine if I tell you now, for example, after 5 minutes, we have to go outside. Jesus Christ will be there. Oh my God, really? He will appear and I can't see him? All the monks running in the morning early, from 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. And they ran like to see Jesus Christ. And while they are running, there's an elder on the side. Please, can you take me with you? Oh, we have no time to take you. We have no time, we have to see Jesus Christ. Please. And he tried to beg everyone, please, can you take me? I'm so, I'm elder. I can't go. I can't run like you, but you can't take me. And they said, no, we can't. Amba Pishoy, at that time, he's elder too, but he's strong a little bit. So when he passed, this elder, he said, please, I heard that you are going to see Jesus Christ. Can you take me with you? Amba Pishoy looked to him and said, like, okay, you can walk? He said, no, I can't. He said, okay, I will hold you on my shoulder. He was an elder, Amba Pishoy, at the time. But he gave a service because he wanted to serve. He wanted to serve anyone. Anyone ask you a help, help. And you will see. So when he was walking, he held him on his shoulder. And after a time, he felt, oh my God, why is it heavy? It's too heavy on my shoulder. He's talking to himself. And after 5 minutes, oh my God, it's so light. I can't feel anything, as if I'm not holding anything in my shoulders. And he was surprised. What happened? One time is heavy, one time is light. And he was still walking. And after half an hour, he was looking to his feet. And he found the place of the cross. He was Jesus Christ. When I'm serving, when I'm helping the people, I will see Christ in them. Christ is the same. If you're serving and you help anyone, you will see me. And he was Christ. And Jesus Christ said to Amba Pishoy, your body, after your death, you'll stay the same. You will not small bones, for example. You know, after the death, it become like small bones. Yes. Huh? Yeah, they're like relics. We can say it's relics. But his body was complete. Jesus Christ said, because you hold me on your shoulders, your body will be complete after your death. So after that, he disappeared, and he went to the monks on the mountain. So in his day, like he went like after a long time, for sure. And like all his disciples and the monks said, Amba Pishoy, we're Jesus Christ. We are like waiting here from hours. We are waiting to see him. I said, you didn't see? You remember the guy that you met already on your way to go to the mountain, and he asked the rock. He asked to take him to the mountain. He was Jesus Christ. They cried and wept. They saw him, but they didn't take a blessing. One day, Jesus Christ appeared to Amba Pishoy in his cell. Cell, a small room But we are called cell in the monastery. And he was talking to him, and after, and he's actually appeared to him like a man. He's coming from outside. He's a stranger. So Amba Bishoy, he said, I think you are like you walk a lot. Can I wash and clean your feet? Your feet, like, can I wash it? Can I clean it? He said, okay, I will give you that. And after that, while he was cleaning and washing, he found again the place of the nails. And Jesus Christ blessed Amba Bishoy and disappeared. So his disciple came. And he said to his disciple, you know what? Drink this water. Like his disciple said, what? Drink this water? No, it's not clean. I can't do that. So Amba Bishoy said, drink the water. He said, no, I can't do that. You ask me something, I can't do it. It's so hard to do that. I will never do that. So he said, like, again, last time, the third time telling you, please drink this water. He said, no. After the third time, he said, no, the water disappeared. So his disciple said, what? Where's the water? You told me like to drink it. He said, like, this is the water that I wash the feet of Jesus Christ. Maybe we are young, but Amba Bishoy, same age as you. Yes. Yeah. Amba Bishoy, he was the same age as you. But he was looking to Christ all the time. He's thinking about Christ all the time. He's thinking how to pray, how to be connected to God. So don't tell yourself, I'm still young. No, Amba Bishoy, when he went to the monastery, he was around 14 years old, 12 to 14 years old. You can imagine? He went to the monastery to be a monk at that time. At the same, yesterday, we celebrate also too another feast of another saint, his name Amba Shnuta, the Archimedrite. He went to the monastery the same age too. So your connection, your relation with God, it's not depend on your age. For example, don't tell yourself, hey, when I grow up, when I will be 14, when I will be 20, when I will be 25, I will be good. I can pray more. I can do no. You can't do anything while you are still young. Your relation with God, relationship with God, starts from your age now. You have to go before go to sleep and kneel and say, Our Father, and start to pray. In the morning, while it's just you wake up, start your day by opening your heart and opening your hands and start pray and talk to God. You know what? Jesus Christ is waiting every time when you are coming to pray to Him. He's waiting. So don't make him wait a lot. Try to pray the majority of the time as much as you can. Talk to God. Jesus Christ prayer in the morning, midday, by the end of the day, reading the Bible, maybe like when we before the giving the communion, I said, the whole is for, someone know that the liturgy, the whole is for, yes, what is the whole is and what is the holy? Huh? No, the whole, no, what I'm giving after, no, after I said that, I give the communion. So the holies is what? The body? Yeah, the body and the blood of Christ. And who is the holy? Huh? We. We are the holy. We are the saint. It, what? I am a saint? Right, Amba Bishoy? Yeah. If I'm the liturgy say, the holy is for the holy. So every one of you, like he is holy, he is saint. God created saints on the earth. We are saints, but we have to keep ourselves connected to God to keep, as we are saint. So today we are celebrating a feast of a great saint. His name, Amba Bishoy. When you go to the monastery of Amba Bishoy in Egypt, it's a great monastery and a very big monastery there. You will find a big tube, and inside this tube, a body of Amba Bishoy. He is complete, like as if he is sleeping. So one day when you grow up, or when, for example, you go to with your parents, ask them to go to visit Amba Bishoy in his monastery and to take the blessing of him. So today is the departure of Amba Bishoy and also the martyrdom of Piero and Saint Atham. Also we celebrate the martyrdom of Saint Balana the priest, the martyrdom of Saint Epine, the departure of Saint Cyrus and Bacaros, and also the departure of Saint Marcos El Antoni, and he was a monk in the monastery of Saint Anthony, and he was also a bishop too of this monastery too. So you have to remember my opinion like that. Every day, I think everyone at home, he has like Baba or Mama, he has a cell phone. And they have a Coptic reader too. So in the morning after you pray, go to Baba or Mama and say, okay, please, can you tell me, open your Coptic reader now and open the readings. And open the Synaxarian and said to me, please tell me who we are celebrating. You have to be connected to the church. We have to be connected to the intercessors. We have to know our saints in the church. And we have to celebrating their departure too. They give us a good role model. And we are following the same steps as them. Okay, so today we are celebrating Amba Bishoy, the feast of Amba Bishoy, and Amba Karas too. Amba Karas is the same story of Amba Bishoy, and the same around, but I wanted to tell you Amba Bishoy because we have no time now, so the story of Amba Bishoy now, you know it, at least a part from it, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Stand up. Is on par.
I forget only to tell you also to the best name of Amba Bishoy, the beloved of Jesus Christ. Like, we called him like that, and you will listen to the commemoration of the saint during the liturgy. So we said, Amba Bishoy, the beloved of Jesus Christ. You can imagine that Jesus Christ loved him a lot. That's why he is appearing to him many times. Okay? So Amba Bishoy, his name also to the beloved of Jesus Christ. We have to chant all together, sing all together now.
Have mercy.